Wednesday morning, August 13th, 2008. About 150 people gathered in Government Center, Boston, to protest ICE raids. This event was sponsored by many immigrant groups, including Jobs with Justice and Centro Presente. Patricia Montes, one of the MCs of the rally, is with Centro Presente.
Today we are strongly rejecting the presence of ICE in our own communities. We want to say no, we don't want more raids. No queremos más redadas en nuestras comunidades. No queremos ver a ICE aterrorizando nuestras comunidades. That's why we're here today. Gracias a todos por estar aquí.
We are publicly denouncing the collaboration of the police with ICE and the impact they are putting in our communities, the fear that they are putting in our immigrant community. Now I will ask Bishop Teixeira to come here, please.
As we gather here this morning, we are here to say no to the abuse of human rights. We are saying no that the local police department, in connection with ICE, to do the wrong thing, invade people's privacy in a house that warrant. So where's the constitution of this country? I'm here to speak as a religious leader of this community that together we can do the right thing for our community. And I would ask you, please be courageous. Let us fight the right war. This is a war against us. This is an attack against our community of men and women who works hard for this country, for this state, for this city, and surround cities of Massachusetts. I ask you all, let us be together on this. It's a war against us, and this war will be over soon if we do the right thing, if we vote the right people in that White House. Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop Teixeira, for your support.
Bishop Teixeira is a local religious leader. He and others accused the Boston police of collaboration with the federal ICE raids. But Armando Silva, who works with the Menino administration, claims the mayor is very immigrant-friendly.
Because we have an event here at City Hall on September 23rd, and the mayor will be present, and he wants to welcome all the immigrants of the city of Boston.
So Mayor Menino is open to immigrants and he wants to make
open
that public.
To immigrants, yes, he's very supportive. But he's always welcomed the immigrants. He's an immigrant himself, he's family, you know. So he's always open to new faces, new immigrants. Because that's the blood, my friend, that's the, you know.
Then why are there charges of the police working in conjunction with ICE against immigrants?
That's what I, you know, they always deny it. I don't know. To tell you the truth, I don't know. They always deny it. The commissioner always deny it. He says, we're not working in conjunction with ICE. I know ICE, believe me, is not too popular here in Boston.
Armando Silva claiming that ICE is not too popular around here. Indeed, they were the target of this rally. Once again, here's Patricia Montes of Central Presente describing a visual component of the event.
But I want to explain a little bit what we are trying to represent here. As you can see in the center of the circle, there are some people representing immigrants who have been arrested by ICE. They had tapes over their mouths that shows that they do not have voice to speak out for themselves. They are also in their knees. That represents the humiliation that these people endure. In the next circle, we have the representation of the ICE officials. They represent power and its abuses. These people represent a small part of the national security system that is repressing people here in this country. And finally, at the last circle, represent the community. This community is being affected by the race. We are talking about mothers, fathers, sisters, and children. These people also represent the struggle for our recognition of our dignity and humanity. We can also see a lot of hope, because they are trying to organize and trying to build a more just society. Thank you.
What brings you out here today?
Well, I had to come and represent ICE.
Oh, you were one of the ICE patrol people. Oh, there's your hat. Well, fortunately, you were just acting, right?
No, I actually, this very mean look, this very serious look on my face, and the sign that has been crumpled up by a protester is actually real. I am the police and ICE in one.
Now I have the honor to introduce to you to Jim Harney. Jim Harney has been traveling the Americas, documenting the poverty. Jim is an activist. He's originally from Maine, and he's here today with us in solidarity with the immigrant community. Thank you, Jim.
I just try to imagine a situation right now where in El Salvador, Salvadorans are eating half as much as they did a year ago. And a year ago, the situation was horrible in El Salvador. Try to imagine it now. Then try to imagine why it is that 1,000 Salvadorans head north every day. Some of them aren't going to make it. Some of them are going to die in the Sonora Desert in Arizona, where the Bush administration is trying to create a wall that will reach to the moon to keep people out. We've got to look at the undocumented as a very, very vital force in terms of keeping economies afloat. Once we come down hard on them, we come down hard on ourselves, and we come down hard on most of the people on the planet. This is an amazing opportunity to say that we're creating, we're inventing our spot on the planet, and as we reinvent and recreate our spot on the planet, we need to make sure that the undocumented are smack in the middle of that creation that we've got to go about.
Jim Harney, Maine-based photojournalist, is on a personal quest doing a walk in solidarity with the undocumented. He is speaking out along the way about ICE raids and other human rights violations. Elaine Manta, another supportive voice from the religious community, is from the Arlington Street Church.
And just to say that as Unitarian Universalists, as people of faith, we affirm the inherent worth and dignity of every person, not just people with papers, but all people. Believe in loving our neighbors as ourselves, and that's all of our neighbors, not just neighbors with papers, but all of our neighbors. And as such, an assault on any one group of us is an assault on all of us. As people of faith, we cannot close our eyes and pretend we don't know this is happening. It has parallels with Germany in the 1930s, where people say they didn't know. We know what's happening, and as people of faith, we must take a position, expose what's going on, and take strong opposition to this, and call on our elected leaders to help us stop this horrible behavior and get control of what the government is doing with our money, in our names, in our backyards. It's unacceptable.
I asked Patricia at the end of the event if she thought the rally was a success.
I think the event was really good, and especially because many people came. And also, it is very important for us to say something, about what is happening with the race in our own communities and to reject the presence of ICE in the Latino immigrant community.
Well, it was a somber demonstration with the ICE people being represented, pole ICE, and people with the tapes on their mouths. It was very moving.
I know. It's very hard for us to do things like that, but that's the reality. That's the reality about the oppression that our community is receiving from this system.
Patricia Montes. Jason Pramus, longtime activist and journalist in the Boston area, is currently with Open Media Boston.
It was about 150 people. This symbology was clear. It was very effective, I thought. And I thought it highlighted the plight that a lot of immigrants, undocumented and not, are in because of the unconscionable raids that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division of the Department of Homeland Security are prosecuting all over the U.S. right now. It's massive violations of civil and human rights. Gestapo-like tactics, as has been said by a couple of congressmen and a lot of the rest of us. And it's got to stop if we're going to have a democracy.
Have a democracy, that's a good concept. But how do you get to outreach to masses of populations when the only TV crew here is a Spanish-speaking Univision?
Well, you know, as you know, we all do our own media, and we're trying to make it bigger and bigger. I mean, by we, I mean progressive journalists. And the web does allow us to reach a larger and larger audience, but it's still only a tiny fraction of even what an outlet like Univision can get broadcasting in Spanish language here in the U.S. where the majority still speak English only. So I don't have any easy answers for it, except that we continue to work hard and get more people involved in the alternative media movement.
But immigrants are people, and they have feelings too. When families have no health care, it's not just their concern. It hurts the whole community when they've nowhere to turn. Estamos trabajando por la justicia. Queremos beneficios.
The Raging Grannies closed out the event in Government Center.
Queremos apoyarles en su buena lucha.
For more information on ICE raids and the community's response, visit www.openmediaboston.org. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina.
And schoolrooms for their children.